I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into the Divas Dish podcast. It's also known possibly as the very last podcast we are ever going to do. We told you we have a guest diva with us. I'm Cherie Taylor, as you know, Elise Riley over there. We have Peaches over in the corner. Say hi, Peaches. You getting your voice back?
No.
Doesn't even sound like Peaches anymore. Okay, and we have our guest diva. We have Diesel, my office mate, my cohort in mayhem, and my person that I'm going to use that nice word, complain to, about everybody in the building when Elise is not here, because Elise hears it in the morning, you hear it in the afternoon. Welcome aboard, Diesel.
Trash talks all of you, FYI. None of you are safe.
None of you are safe. I trash talk the listener. No, I don't actually love the listeners because they actually understand my pain. And Diesel, I love the fact that you've got coffee, a hat on, and sunglasses. Yeah. You walk in here because you are used to doing shifts in the afternoon and you're like, oh, it's so bright in here.
What's the point in doing a diva podcast if you don't walk in 15 minutes late, holding an iPhone, wearing sunglasses, and a giant Starbucks?
You know what? I don't see any point. You know what? That's why we are
first ballot Hall of Fame diva. I got this.
Okay, we're going to do a little follow-up on yesterday's show. We talked about 72 arguments a year happen between couples because of something going on in the house. And you live with your wonderful girlfriend, Ashley. We had Diddy on here who also has a girlfriend, Ashley, which is so confusing to me. You both have Ashleys. I'm going to be like Ashley 1, Ashley 2. So do you and Ashley argue about things in the home, or are you still in the honeymoon phase?
She argues when I leave the bathroom door open while things are happening. She
doesn't
like that.
You leave the bathroom? You're disgusting.
It's not my fault. We have a cat that pushes the door open, and you know it started out cracked just a little bit. So the cat could come in, he pushes it wide open, then boom, you're pooping with a wide open door.
We have the same problem.
So does the cat at home, you know, the cat at the cat box. So, like, do you watch the cat in the cat box?
Well, sometimes he'll go at the same time as me, and I've never felt more connected to him.
Oh, my God. Does he, like, give you eye connect during that? That's
no,
so
No, he
weird.
Won't look at me. He won't look me in the eye while he's duking.
Oh, my gosh, Peaches. I am so sorry. Peaches is actually, you are rethinking your life choices right now, aren't you?
Have been since day one.
What is up with your voice? I know you're just getting over a cold, but you're so raspy. You don't even sound like yourself.
It's been a long couple nights.
Really? That good, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are we driving you to drink at night after being in here all day with us?
Constantly.
Okay. Well, Diesel, welcome aboard. So the one thing that you argue about is leaving the bathroom door open. Well, maybe just scoop up the cat with you while you go into the bathroom, close the door, and you both can do your business and look away from each other.
Well, it's extra weird because he likes to sleep in my pants. Because my pants are sitting on the floor, and he likes to lay right there, right in front of me. I'm like, it stinks when he goes. Does it not stink when I go?
Sookie will do the same thing. She tries to get up in my lap and, like, sit in my lap. And I'm like, Sookie.
While you're in the bathroom?
Boundaries.
Yes. Johnny Bear does that, too. Johnny Bear. But Charlotte, I won't leave the door open if I know Charlotte's wrong. Johnny Bear will walk in the bathroom with me and I close the door. But Charlotte will stay outside the door. And I live, like, in an old bungalow house. So this got those cracks under the door. I will see a paw coming through. I will see a paw coming through, like, a little paw of solidarity while I'm going.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I'm with you. Well, just don't do that on the living room rug, please. So, yeah, these are the things that go through our head. So, okay, so Elise said that she and her husband, Colin, never argue in public. They wait till they get home. It's kind of that wait till your father comes home kind of thing.
Yeah, we don't argue in public. We're not trying to make a scene. We're not trying to, you know, there's no reason for all that. You see the people in Walmart, like, carrying on a full angry conversation? No.
God bless you.
They're angry because they're in Walmart.
There are scumbags everywhere who do that.
Yeah,
exactly.
We don't do that.
Yeah, I don't do that. I wait and I think over my argument and I think over my thoughts and I have the argument 10 times in my head before I blow up at someone.
Yeah, I need to collect my thoughts.
I mean, the reason I am calm when I leave work is I have Elise to vent to, and then once she goes home, I have Diesel to vent to. And I try to vent to Peaches, and then Peaches just looks at me and goes, "You're half my problem."
See, that's evil because a lot of guys will look at that and say, "Okay, cool, the argument's over. I've dodged this bullet." Meanwhile, you're just over there sharpening the blade. You've got out your sharpening stone. It's just getting razor sharp, ready to go.
Diesel, I still have arguments in my back pocket from 1985, okay? From my first boyfriend.
The podcast. You need to just have arguments with old boyfriends who aren't in the room.
Oh, I do. I do. We talk about them. I dropped some bombs on some different boyfriends at different times in podcasts. Go back and listen. They're in the archives. They know who they are. There was a few references to two different boyfriends yesterday. Elise caught those.
Yeah, I don't do that. Colin and I have been together for 13 years.
That's adorable.
Yeah, that is so
sweet.
You make me sick. I know. It's so sweet. And Colin's, well, I think it's because Elise is the one that's kind of high strung, and Colin's just Mr. Chill all the time.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's very chill. He doesn't like to go out or do things. He likes to just be at home.
Okay, we also talked.
There's a word for that.
Yeah.
Fuddy duddy.
Yeah.
He's not a fuddy duddy. Well, he's kind of Colin. He's just Colin. We'll just leave it at that. Okay, so Diesel, off air, you were telling us about some new food that we will never, ever see in America. We talked about American public over the course of your lifetime spending over $200,000 eating out.
Yeah.
So if you're in Japan, that number's going to go up because this sounds pretty interesting. Yeah, what is it?
It gets wild in Japan. McDonald's Japan just unveiled a new menu item. It's like a dessert item. It literally translates in English to adult cream pie.
I wonder why they feel the need to say adult. Because it just makes my mind go, what the heck is that? And what shape is that?
Well, so think of it kind of like a churro that's got either vanilla or chocolate cream inside.
Of course it does.
Okay, well, Gringo's downtown has churros that are stuffed with, like, flavors. I didn't ask, but I think I'm going to book a ticket to Japan right now.
So literally what it is...
We lost Peaches. Peaches, why are you turning red? She can't today. She just can't.
So literally what this is, like I said, it's like a churro just with some sort of cream filling inside. And the packaging has these two little symbols on it that mean adult in Japanese. It's one...
It means adult in Japanese.
Yeah, it doesn't. It really doesn't mean anything pornographic, okay? What it is, the two symbols, one kind of looks like a little stick man without a head, and the other one kind of looks like a little table tent, like an upside-down V, right?
Okay.
And those two symbols combined appear on a lot of food packaging in Japan. It means adult, as in, like, this food item is not made for kids. Like, it's not sugary, it's not sweet, it's an adult food item.
And Elise just Googled it, because Elise will Google everything. So there's like
I needed to know.
So there's like an adult symbol in Japan.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering now, maybe all these years, my ex-husband and I referred to this beady Japanese restaurant. It's called the Fat Baby. So so now that's the adult churro, I guess.
Yeah, so they had this thing, and they never bothered to ask anyone, who like a native English speaker, what does adult cream pie mean?
No, because that would be too hard.
You know, you see it all the time in big corporate products. It seems like there's a bunch of yes men around. They all make a decision, and then nobody goes and asks anybody else.
Nobody
hey,
asks
what do you
Peaches
think about
anything,
this?
So she understands.
And so, yeah, it just means adult cream pie.
I feel like I'm missing the joke. Should we Google it?
Yeah, well, turn on your safe browser search.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, safe browser search. You are at work.
Yeah, you have to put the word Japanese and McDonald's in when you Google it because bad things happen if you don't.
I feel like that's a really weird wormhole to go down.
Yeah.
And you know what? Next thing you know, Homeland Security is going to be knocking on your door and they're going to be asking lots of questions.
Welcome to the Divas Dish.
Welcome to the Divas Dish. They will be looking for two new divas.
It's turning into a city dump.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. A dumpster fire, if you will. I mean, I was just going to mention the Royale with cheese. You guys all know that from Pulp Fiction. But no, the Royale with cheese has nothing on the adult cream pie now.
It's because of the metric system. No one wanted to take it with me? Okay, fine. I'll get in this car and go by myself.
You usually do. There are days that I am editing at my desk in my office with my headphones on, and Diesel's just talking away at himself and laughing his butt off. So, yeah, that's pretty much our day. Elise? I've never seen Elise not be able to say something. Nothing. She's been afraid of this, you being our guest diva, for a month now, and we've only known for a week that you're going to... She's like, there's going to come a day you're going to ask Diesel.
It's not that I, like, don't know what to say. It's that I physically cannot say most of the things that are in my head right now, but I value my job.
Let's talk about the words you're going to use for body parts around your daughter.
Well, we've decided that we are just going to use those regular, like, anatomy words because we don't want her to bust up into school with something ridiculous.
Oh, no. And then my parents really screwed me up. I cannot watch most 80s movies because the female, I've told Elise this many times, the 80s movies with the redheaded girl, you know who I'm talking about? You know her name.
Molly Ringwald?
Yes.
Jessica Rabbit?
But, no, the Brat Pack movies, okay? Molly Ringwald, okay? She was in all kind of 80s movies. My parents, when I was younger, referred to the female anatomy. I was allowed to only call it that, Molly.
Why? That doesn't even make any sense.
I don't know. It doesn't make sense, but it creeped me out. I cannot watch 80s movies without going, ugh.
It's weird.
Yeah, but you don't want to use that word.
I'm not going to teach that to my 6-year-old.
Not anatomically correct.
No, I figure I'll just teach her the real words and let her go on. Because that's what she's going to learn in school later anyway.
In anatomy anyway. But yeah, you do not want her screwed up. You do not want Ella turning into me. I cannot watch Brat Pack movies without going, ugh.
No,
you don't want to turn her into a normal, adjusted human being. That's no fun.
She goes to public school. She'll hear them all.
Well, if you go to private school, you can get kicked out for wearing a rainbow shirt.
That's true.
Blowing out your birthday candles. There was a Kentucky private school that kicked this girl out of school because she was making questionable life choices by having on a rainbow t-shirt blowing out her birthday candles. And they found it on her mom's social media. She wasn't wearing it to school. She was not doing anything but blowing out a birthday candle. She just happened to like rainbows.
As do normal children these days. Like, yeah, even Ella loves rainbows and unicorns and glitter and that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, they said it was against their policy for life choices.
The head of the academy said it just kind of represents gay pride.
Kinda.
And that she should have refused the cake, and the expulsion was after 2 years of continuous violations of our student code of conduct.
Oh, my.
Student code of conduct? What, like she, like, watched Rainbow Bright videos and stuff like that? I mean...
Well, when I was in elementary school, I went to a Christian school. I wasn't allowed to watch Pokemon or Harry Potter.
That explains a lot about you, Peaches. Yeah. That explains a lot.
I wasn't either, but I didn't go to Christian school.
I mean, look at Diesel over there. I mean, you could say his whole look is a life choice. He could be like a log cabin Republican by the way he looks there, and that could be considered a life choice.
But leave it up to adults to pervert or over-sexualize something that to a child is not sexualized at all.
Not at all. She and it was on her mom's social media. It's not like it was at school. And I find it in some people like, well, there are rules. You know what? I am paying thousands of dollars for my child to go to this school, and you're going to kick her out for wearing a rainbow t-shirt. And even if she was gay, even if it was a gay pride thing, it was on her way away from school. It was not at school. But come on.
Now, I went to a Christian private college here in the area.
Yeah, you did.
Not the most Christian, just putting that out there, but the step down.
BJ?
Yeah, no. I would step down from there.
Not Schmob Schmoans?
No, the one closer past TR.
A step down from there. We weren't quite as crazy.
They were closer to the mountains.
But you could get kicked out for literally things that you did not do on campus and by word of mouth. I mean, all somebody had to do was say, well, I saw so-and-so. I had a friend get kicked out for going to a wine tasting with her parents.
Narcs.
Like, oh my gosh. Somebody was like, oh, yeah, so-and-so went and had a wine tasting with her parents, and then that person told somebody else, and it just gone.
I would have been kicked out.
Why do people still go to these schools?
I don't understand why people go to these schools, because I would have been kicked out on moving in day.
I went because they gave me a full academic scholarship. They paid for me to go there. I sucked it up, and I loved my time at this school, but some of the rules were a little ridiculous.
That's a bit insane. All right.
When I was in elementary school, we had a teacher get fired because she went to a different church than the one the school provided.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow, that's hardcore. Did she realize Jesus is in all these different churches, not just that one?
No.
Apparently
not. It's just that one.
Just that one. Wow. So anyway, Diesel. You can be a diva anytime you want. We got to cut it short because unless you want to stick around, because we're about to interview. Elise knows all about this guy. I have watched maybe a half of episode of Dancing with the Stars, and Alan Bernstein is going to be here, and we're going to interview him. Do you guys know anything about Dancing with the Stars aside from Elise?
Yeah, I do.
I don't know a thing about it. I just know the women are hot.
Okay, so Ashley's never made you sit down and watch Dancing with the Stars.
No, she watches a lot of Bravo, though.
Oh.
She likes trash TV.
Well,
all of
yeah.
the housewives.
Well, I mean, it's probably contributing to your relationship, the trash TV, if she's like watching trash TV and trashy Lifetime movies about love and
no, she's just seen the miles of eye rolling when she makes me watch it with her.
You watch it with her?
Occasionally, yeah.
Sometimes you do
because,
that.
Because, you know, you want to be with the one that you're with.
It's true.
You can't go sit in the other room, watch sports while she watches.
Colin watched One Tree Hill with me yesterday.
Aww,
I don't even know what that is.
That's so cool. It was actually shot in Wilmington.
Yeah.
It was a teen drama-ish kind of teen soap opera thing.
It's excellent.
Chad Michael Murray and Sophia Bush and quite a few other people.
We're not using that word. It's in the anatomical word.
On that note, we got to leave the Diva's Dish. Thank you so much, Diesel, for being here. Please come back another time when Peaches is not having a stroke. Peaches is only 26 years old and having a stroke, so thanks a lot, Diesel. Also, Peaches has had a little crush on you for quite some time.
You're not my type.
That's not what she said when I was an intern.
Okay, next on Diva's Dish, we'll all get pulled into HR. Thanks for joining us, Diesel, and Peaches, glad to have you back. Wish that voice would get back, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.